church say amen. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thine house. Made haste, 6 says, and came down and received him joyfully. We're joyful. And when they saw it, they all mumbled, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I will give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said, man, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You may be seated. We talk on the subject just for a few moments. Salvation is coming. Salvation is coming. We know that Jesus was our lawyer to go out on for the sins that we had committed and still commit. And Jesus is the Son of the living God that came down through 42 generations. And we know that he was born in Bethlehem in what you call it, a poor situation. Mary did not have no lot of money, but she was pure, she was young, and she was engaged to be married. But lo and behold, the Holy Ghost intervened in that relationship and came to her in the 6th month. The Bible said that God sent an angel, which was Gabriel. He was the messenger for God. And we all know that God can do anything with faith. And he got all power in his hands. And we know that all things work together for the good of them. That's what Romans says. Romans 8:28. But back to the gospel according to Luke. And let's start some of the Bible said that Mary began to talk to this angel. This angel that was sent by God, for God, and to tell the good news to a woman that was around 17 or 18 or 19 years of age. And she was a big, very beautiful, the Bible says, fair to look upon. But she was finna be married. Patrice Stevenson and Eugene, he prolongs. He don't come when you want him to come. No. And one thing I don't about him, but when he do come, he shows up and he'll show out. And I'm just so glad that he's not like us. His mind is not like our mind. His ways, he say, are not like our ways. Because we can have some dirty ways every now and then. We can think some evil things every now and then. And we can do some ugly things every now and then, including myself, for my family. But I like what Jesus done. He came down through 42 generations. And he was impregnated with the virgin. And the Bible said that the conversation went on and she was listening at him. And then she spoke in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, around about that 26 through that 30-some verse. They had a conversation and she said, how can this be done? Seeing that I haven't been with no man. I don't know nothing about no man. And the Holy Ghost said that the Holy Ghost going to impregnate you. And at that time, but the Holy Ghost impregnated her and got in the back of her system. Sometimes God have to show us that I'm God and I'm God all by myself and I can do whatever I want to do and whenever I want to do it because I'm God and I got all the power. In the chapter, as I hurry to a close, Stephen, Eugene, go give me some water, baby. That's in this 19th chapter, you will see as you look in the text. The text says that Jesus was passing through Jericho. I know I'm witness. He entered. He had just left, but now he's entering in Jericho again. The Bible said that Jericho was one of the promised cities of the ancestors of the Jews in the Old Testament. God did promise Abram, says that your seed is going to go into a strange land. And for 400 years, they're going to afflict you. And they're going to do all kinds of things to you and try to hurt you all kinds of ways. They can. And that's something like today's world that people will try to do all they can, thank you, baby, to hurt you. They're lying on you. They'll say things about you when you think they're for you, they're not for you. Not only that, they'll go around and talk about you to people that you know you. But I'm glad that the Lord is not like that. Because this morning you all can say, he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. And all of us in here got needs to be met. And the only one can meet them is Jesus. Do you know him this morning? I heard that he's a burden bearer. Grandmama used to say he's the wonderful counselor. When grandmama and them didn't have shoes to put on, and they didn't have the material that we had today's world. They didn't have Cadillacs and BMWs and all these other kind of machinish cars. And they didn't have the food that we decide to eat, because when we leave the house of worship, we decide what we're going to eat today. It might be this, we can eat that. They just had one thing in mind, a closer walk with the Lord. And that's what I'm trying to be, a closer walk with the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found King Jesus. Because when I was sinking in sin, head straight to hell, I'm not by myself in here, but God stepped in and pulled me way, way up. Because I was sinking in almost 100% of sin. I had sold myself to the devil. I was doing what the devil wanted me to do. But the Lord knew that he heard grandmama and grandfather and mama and all the other elders that raised me, he heard their prayer. Likewise with you. God have heard your ancestors' prayers, because if it had not been for someone praying for you, we wouldn't be in the house of worship. I know I got a witness here. I just want to thank the Lord for salvation today. Thank the Lord, because there's room at the cross for you and for me. No matter what you have done this morning, no matter how the situation may look, God is able to turn it.
Bible says Jesus entered into and passed through Jericho.
Now Jericho was a city like my second home, New Orleans. They were a partying town. Everything stayed open. And they were below sea level like New Orleans. And they all loved to party day and night. But Jesus hung around the sinner man and the sinner woman. That's why I say he's a friend to the friends. Because I was a publican myself. Matter of fact, I was a heathen, and I'm not by myself in here. But I just want to thank the Lord for salvation today. Because he saved Eugene Stevens. And he saved you too from a pit called burning hell. I heard the Bible somewhere, I read it say, weeping and gnashing of teeth. They'll be burning continually throughout eternity. But I'm so glad that I found the Lord. And he found me. And when I was deep in sin, Christ stepped in. And I'm so glad this morning. As I look and said, he entered into Jericho and passed through Jericho. Now, as you look in the scripture, Jesus, did nobody have to tell Jesus who was that little sharp man that ran up in that sycamore tree? If I'm not mistaken, he didn't ask nobody what that fella name up there was. Kind of like us who ask what that fella, what that girl's name. But he didn't need to ask no one about who he was. He already knew who he was. Just like he already know who you are and what you're going through this moment. Amen. You might be going through a storm. Amen. But you need to speak to that storm and say, yea, though I walk it through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thou rod and thou staff, thou comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I like the back that train up. He said, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't know about you, but I got some enemies. I believe you got some too. But I know that if the Lord is for me, who can be against me? And I know if the Lord against you, who can be for you? I know when he shut a door, can't nobody open. And when he opened the door, can't nobody shut. Ain't God all right? I say, ain't God all right? Lest I hold you too long. The Bible says that behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus worked for the IRS. They called him the chief among the publicans because he had to beat a lot of people out of money that couldn't count too good. You know, they got people today that's over somebody's check. And you know, when you're over somebody's check, if you ain't honest, you just give them what you want them to have. I know I got some witnesses. On the first of the month, they call it the crazy check, where the people sell them $700-$800. And if you're over the check, you do what you want to do with it. But if you're a Christian, you're going to do the right thing. And that is to give to that person their money. Because God bless righteousness and not filthy unrighteousness. Because he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. and all these other things will be added. I'm so glad that he put honesty in my garment. I'm so glad that he took all that other stuff out of this old clay back. Took all this old hay and everything else that tends to attack in your mind, that put the spirit of the living God in our minds. That whereas money comes to me, if it ain't mine, I know how to give it back to the people that it belongs to. And that's what happened in this situation when Jesus came to show up in this place called Jericho. A promise that the children of Israel had. They was lost and they didn't know how to find their own way. But I like Jesus because he don't take advantage of nobody. He don't, you know, talk down on nobody. Just because they can't read, or just because they're not smarter and don't have a doctorate's degree and don't have a PhD degree and all these other accusations in front of their name, he treats everybody the same. And that's what happened here, even though this boy called Zacchaeus, or this young man that called Zacchaeus, was an intelligent man. He knew that when he saw Jesus, he had been done for many years to the people wrongfully. And when you have done something wrongfully, your mind ain't gonna be at peace because you know right from wrong anyhow. I know I got some witnesses here. You know how, because you was brought up in the notion of old folks. And the old folks used to always say, if it ain't for you, you give it back to who it belongs to, even if it's a penny. If it ain't yours, take it back where it belongs to. I think I got a witness here, because grandmama always said, what goes around, it's sure enough a come around, unless I hold you too long. Back in the text says that he was a chief public. And not only that, he was rich. That word rich means that he had a lot of money. But as I pause for identification, station break, let me tell you something. Money is one thing. But if you ain't got King Jesus down on the inside of you, if you're doing all kind of old crazy things, if you're doing all kind of things to get that money, they call it blood on the money. It ain't of God. Because Zacchaeus knew that when he saw Jesus, that was a righteous man. That was the son of the living God. That was the man that had all power in his hand. That was the one that came to set the captives free. That was the one that came to you and I to save a dying world and to save you from a pit called burning.
Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right?
Don't fool me now. I know he's all right. How do I know he's all right? Because I can just think about how he saved my soul. I'm talking about this here. I can remember how, when I didn't know how I was going to get home, full of that gin and juice and full of that, listening to that Teddy Pendergrass and listening to all these other Cameo and all these other artists and getting my head bad. Like they say, I'm going to get my head bad and party all night long. Jesus was still listening at the prayers of my grandmama and my mama, saying, I'm going to save this child called Eugene Stevenson because he has been in out there in the world and he's lost and he don't know how to find his way back. But the Lord will know how to find.
Ain't God all right? I ain't going to hold you long. Look in verse 3. Verse 3 said, he began to salt. That word salt means he began to seek for me. But the crowd was so humongous. The crowd was so huge, I say. He couldn't get through the crowd. Because everywhere Jesus went, the multitude followed. Some of them followed him just to get what they can out of. And some of them followed him because they needed a healing. And some of them followed him for the truth. Because they know that this man was the truth.
And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he showed me the truth. You see, you can be living one way today and living another way tomorrow. But if you got the Lord in your life, and if you got the Lord in your spirit, I don't care who and what somebody say about you, how they talk about somebody, whatever else it is, you know that you got to love them and forgive them in spite of, because you don't want to get on their level, because God will move you to another level. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. I don't know about you, but I learned that long time ago when I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Ain't God all right this morning? I say, ain't God all right this morning? Don't fool me now. Let's not hurry to a close. I see Jesus walking through Jericho. The multitude was following behind him. And the Bible said that old boy, Zacchaeus, who had done crooked and wicked things to get money to make himself rich. But his heart was pricked. Grandmama used to say, your conscience will be your guide. Somebody ain't hear me now. I said, Grandmama used to always say, watch it now. Because your conscience will be your guide. Ain't God all right? Don't fool me now. I said, ain't God all right? As I look in the scripture, the Bible says in verse 3 of the chapter, says he looked for Jesus. And it says what it says, who he was. You see, he hadn't heard about him, and he hadn't heard about him making water wine. He hadn't heard about how Jesus healed the boy with a withered hand. He hadn't heard about how this woman had been bent over bound for 18 long years. And all the man did was spoke, and the woman got up straight. He hadn't heard about that there was a possession going on. And this woman that had her only son in the 7th chapter and the 11th verse of the gospel according to Luke, in the city of Nain, N-A-I-N. Jesus showed up and showed up. Ain't God all right? He hadn't heard, but the Bible said, look what it said, and he was, could not for the prayer. It said, and because he had sought Jesus, who he was, could not for the prayer, because he was little self, and ran and got up in a sycamore tree, because he wanted to see who this man was. He wanted to see the character of Jesus Christ. He wanted to see what kind of man and how he looked. That's the first thing we do. We want to see how a person looked. We didn't heard about the goodness of what they have done, he or she. And that's what it was about Zacchaeus. He wanted to know who was Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God was. And here he was, climbing up in a tree, got all money in his pocket and everything else going for him, but he was not saved. And let me tell you something, salvation is free today. I say salvation is free today. Don't fool me now. I got three more minutes. But look in the text. The Bible says, look what I say now. When Jesus came to the place, he had a certain place he wanted to stop and teach the people because of the multitude. Because the multitude, if you look in verse 4 back, I can't stop right there, but I got to keep on going. But he said, for he was to pass that way. As I look in the text, the Bible says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And not only that, the Bible says in the latter part of the 5th verse, it was in vain. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down out of that sycamore tree. Ain't God all right? Come down, because today I'm going to your house, because I know that your heart is heavy. I know that you have been doing some no business doing. I know that you've been taking money from the poor old folks that's on a fixed income. I know that you've been doing all kinds of things to make yourself look good. But I'm coming down today to your house because I can use you for my glory. Ain't God all right? The Lord will step in and make a mountain and a highway just like that. And you all might tell me the Lord began to talk to Zacchaeus. He began to walk with Zacchaeus. This man was of no good. This man was a thief. But I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you're going through. The Lord can use whatever part you got left of. If you got anything left in you, he know how to turn it around for his glory. Ain't God on? Ain't he good? I don't know about you, but ain't he good? I tell you, as I look in the church, they begin to talk about Jesus. See, he's gone to be with us. That man ain't no good. I can hear the multitude say, that man is no good. He just took my money because I ain't owed but a few pennies. He took all my money. What are you going to be at salvation with him? You don't know like I know that when you are down to nothing, God will and God is up to something. Ain't God all? Ain't he good? Ain't he all right? Don't fool me now. Can I get a witness in here? Somebody know that while you were singing and singing, somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, took a little time to pray for me, my stupid self. I couldn't know how to pray for myself, but grandmama and my mama got down on their knees and said, well, the kid be ready. Father, I lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord, the sun shall smite thee by day, but the Lord will preserve you from coming in and going out. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he good? Ain't he all right? Oh, shut down. Ain't he all right?
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT, KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT, KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention, Bishop Kenny Townsend, at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Mark.